Genesis 46. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob! And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down to Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee to Egypt, and I will also certainly bring thee up, and Joseph shall put his hand on thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, on the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle, and their goods which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and came to Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed he brought with him to Egypt. And these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Jacob's firstborn, Reuben, and the sons of Reuben, Enoch, Phallu, Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jehan, and Saul, the son of a Canaanitish woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Phares, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan, and the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Pua, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jaleel. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Paddan Aram, and his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion and Haggi, Shuni and Esbon, Eri and Arodi and Areli, and the sons of Asher, Jimnah and Jishva, and Jishvi and Beriah, and Sarah their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malchiel. These are the sons of Zilpah whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob, 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asnath bore to him, the daughter of Potipharah the priest in On. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela and Becher, and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Muppim and Huppim and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim. And the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel and Guni, and Jezer and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob. All the souls were 7. All the souls that came with Jacob to Egypt, that had come out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob that came to Egypt were 70. And he sent Judah before him to Joseph, to give notice before he came to Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. Then Joseph yoked his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father, to Goshen, and he presented himself to him. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, Now let me die, after I have seen thy face, since thou still livest. And Joseph said to his brethren and to his father's house, I will go up and tell Pharaoh, and say to him, My brethren and my father's house, who were in the land of Canaan, are come to me, and the men are shepherds, for they have been occupied with cattle, and they have brought their sheep and their cattle and all that they have. And it shall come to pass that when Pharaoh shall call you and say, What is your occupation? Then ye shall say, Thy servants are men that have been occupied with cattle from our youth even until now, both we and our fathers, in order that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.